This morning, we have a guest joining us on the phone. Josh Peach is with us. Josh is the park manager at Lake Anita State Park. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time.
Not a problem.
We visited here recently about the event that you had, kind of an informative event. Let folks know a little bit about Lake Anita State Park, its history and where it is, where it's going and all that. Did you get good feedback?
Yes, we did. We had a very good crowd that showed up that evening, and they were interested in what we had to say, and they had some good questions and stuff, too. So hopefully we was able to just get in touch with the public a little bit more that evening.
Yeah, and who knows? Somebody might have the next best idea.
Yes, you never know.
Excellent. All right. Well, always doing things, even in what we look at as maybe being an off-season, you know, at our state parks. There's never really an off-season. It might not be used as much in the wintertime and not by for the same reasons. But you can always get out and enjoy nature a little bit. And I see you are going to be a part of the First Day Hike program that the DNR is sponsoring again this year.
Yes, we are. It's actually a nationwide initiative that a lot of the state parks around the country are involved in, and Iowa has been involved with it here the last, I think, 8-9 years, something like that. And Anita, this will be our second year doing it.
Oh, very good. Did you do it last year then?
Yes. Last year was our first year, and we kind of did an odd time. We didn't have a really good turnout, so this year we're really pushing the advertising a little bit more and trying to get a little better, more people interested in it.
Okay, very good. Well, it's an opportunity for folks to maybe get those New Year's resolutions off on the right foot.
Oh, yeah, everybody's, when you get to the beginning of the new year, they're wanting to get in shape and live a little healthier and stuff like that. And this is just a good way to, get up, get your year started right, and hopefully have a little fun and learn something, too.
Yeah, you bet. Well, talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts. What time will this happen?
Okay, we're going to start at 10 o'clock on the January 1st. We're going to meet at the campground check-in area, so we'll be up there, and it'll be pretty easy to find us. So just come into the campground, and we'll get started there. And kind of depending on who shows up and how many people show up, we're going to range from maybe a mile hike or even shorter if somebody wants to do that. If we've got some motivated people, we might do a hike all the way around the lake for some of us. So we could go up to about 4 1/3 miles.
Awesome. Very good. And this, when you say a hike, will this be on trail ground? Will it be on concrete? Where will it be?
It'll all be on paved ground. So, like I said, part of it will just, we may, if people want to walk around the campground, be a pretty easy hike there if somebody doesn't want anything too strenuous. But like I said, if somebody's wanting for a little more exercise, I'm planning on right now walking all the way around the lake. And again, it's a paved trail and it's a nice hike. It's a moderate strenuous activity, so somebody wants to be fairly decent shape to make sure that they can make it without any problems.
Yeah, for those folks who've been to Lake Anita State Park, they know there are a few hills.
There's a few hills, yes. Southwest Iowa's got a couple up and downs, and Anita, we've definitely got our share of them too, but most of it is pretty flat.
You bet. Well, it's kind of built on the side of a hill right there too.
Yes.
But yeah, you know what you get when you get out there. Now, folks, this is just a casual thing, right?
Yes. This is nothing official per se, but yeah, it's just a casual thing. Come out there. We're there to have fun. And like I said, while we're walking, I'll probably do a little bit of interpretive stuff, point out some stuff that may be of interest to people. And if people have questions too, I mean, just what we're doing, why we're doing it, stuff like that, I'll be more than happy to answer any type of question somebody has.
Yeah, you bet. What types of things might people see this time of the year at Lake Anita State Park?
Of course, this time of the year, we've got a lot of deer in the park, so there's always a chance of seeing that, and there's usually quite a bit of waterfowl out there this time of the year, too, so, and then you never know. I mean, we do have some exotic, not really exotic, but some different animals out there. I mean, we have people that have seen bobcats and stuff in the park, and we've got mink in the park, and stuff like that, so hopefully we can see some interesting stuff, but the big thing is going to be seeing some white-tailed deer and some waterfowl.
And in some cases, you might actually get better looks at some of these things because you don't have to deal with the leaves that normally hide a lot of these animals.
Yes, it's last year, I'm going to talk about it. Look, it was a very nice day out there and real calm. And yeah, you can see stuff a lot better. There's a little bit of snow on the ground, so it'll be easier to help pick out stuff too. And yeah, it should be, most of the animals are fairly calm this time of the year. The big deer hunting seasons and stuff would pass, so hopefully, yeah, we can see some stuff and get a good look at it.
Yeah. Now, you guys are participating in this again this year. There are a number of locations around the state that are doing this, right?
Yes, there's. I know there's several parks in Southwest Iowa. It is a statewide initiative, so most areas of the state are going to have them. Not every state park does, but if a person goes onto the Iowa DNR website, there'll be an actual link on there for first day hikes, and it'll have each park listed and how long the hike's supposed to be and where to meet at and all that stuff. So. Sure. It's pretty good information on the website.
Sure. And for those who come along, we all have those little cameras or phones, as we like to call them, once in a while in our pockets. So, you encourage people to enjoy, take some pictures, make some memories.
Oh, yeah. That's again, on the website, they've got it where you can enter your hashtags and stuff like that. So you can share with people what you're doing. And, yeah, hopefully we'll see some real good stuff. And, yeah, people taking pictures and, like I said, the DNR would like to see a lot of these pictures posted online just to show the other people what we were doing and hopefully the fun that we were having.
Yeah, you bet. Now, folks are going to have to, of course, dress for the weather. It's not going to be like last year. Last year, as you said, you had some nice weather last year. This year, it looks like it's going to be a little cooler out than it has been in the past. So dress for the weather, comfortable shoes, I assume, for hiking, and dress warm.
Yes, right now they're talking possibly being extremely cold that day. If there's not going to be much wind, I'm thinking we might go ahead and try to have it. But if the wind is blowing much at all, as cold as it is, I don't want to put anybody in danger of frostbite or something like that. So we may cancel it. If we do, we'll leave a message on the answering machine at the park. If you're planning on coming, you can call that, and it'll tell you if it was canceled or not. I'll probably try to let the radio stations and stuff know, too. So, yeah, hopefully somebody doesn't make a trip out there. But I'm going to try to have it as long as the wind's not blowing real hard to make it unsafe.
You bet. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope. The weathermen told us we weren't going to have snow for Christmas either, and they were wrong about that. So you never know.
Yes, occasionally they're wrong, but, yeah, you never know.
You never know. There's nothing really that they need to bring with them then, is there? I mean, they could bring binoculars, things like that if they'd like, but otherwise there's really nothing else required, is there?
No, it's just going to be a hike. Actually, we're going to have some fresh-cut Lake Anita walking sticks that we'll hand out to participants that are there. So if they want to take one of them, they'll be more than happy to let them have one. Otherwise, yeah, just come something comfortable to walk in, and like you said, dress warm because it is supposed to be cold out.
Okay, and I see you guys are going to provide some snacks?
Yes. When we're done, we'll planning on meeting if anybody wants to. Again, nothing's required on any of this, but if people want to, they can come up to the office and we'll have hopefully some warm drinks and some snacks there, and just another chance to sit down, have a little conversation if people have questions or whatever. We can talk about it then.
Needless to say, they'll probably get a little different look than what they're used to at Lake Anita.
Yes. It's a chance for people to get out there to slow down a little bit. I mean, this time of the year, we've just got done with Christmas. We'll just have got done with New Year's and it's a chance to, in my opinion, slow down a little bit, go out and enjoy nature and see what we've got to offer. I mean, it's going to be a different hike than it is in the middle of the summer. So if somebody doesn't normally come out in the winter, I mean, yeah, it'll the park does look a little bit different with a little bit of snow on the ground and stuff. It should be a lot of fun.
Sure. And it's a free event.
Yes, it is a free. There's absolutely no charge at all for this.
All right. Very good. Has the DNR set any goals of any kind for this, or are they just hoping to get as many folks out and moving as possible?
I think they're wanting it to grow a little bit every year. Like I said, last year we didn't have a very good year, so we're really hoping to increase our participation this year, and hopefully we'll make a pretty good showing for our area, the people coming out. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be good.
Excellent. Again, that's coming up on, well, it's called a first day hike. So guess when it is? New Year's Day, 10 a.m. Meet at the campground registration area there at Lake Anita State Park. And you'll just go out and have some fun. Just kind of wander around. This is a family event. Bring the kids along with you as well and enjoy some snacks and drinks and afterward. And everybody will have some good conversation, make some new friends, and enjoy the park. A little different than maybe what you see when you go camping in the summertime. Josh, thank you so much for doing that, and thanks for spending some time with us here this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.